County Clare's Slieve Elva B&B has been awarded the gold level certification in sustainable tourism by Sustainable Travel Ireland. It's a prestigious accolade for the Burren B&B to receive, given they are the first to do so. And I'm delighted to say we're joined in studio by the co-owner of Slieve Elva B&B, Chris Claes. And on the line we have Roisin Finlay, Marketing and Communications with Sustainable Travel Ireland. You're both very welcome. Thanks very much for coming in, Chris.
Hi, you're more than welcome, Ellen. Morning.
And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So first, before we get to the award and the efforts you put into being sustainable, tell us a little bit about yourself, because that, I don't detect a Clare accent there. So how have you ended up running a B&B in County Clare?
No, basically, you spotted it right. I don't think it's that hard. so basically, we are originally from Belgium. And we moved to Ireland about 9 years ago, and we decided, because we were at that time we were pregnant from our oldest son, and we said we need a change of life. And I've been coming to Ireland for several years before, so I knew Ireland quite well. And then we said, okay, we're going to move to Ireland, take the big jump and see where we end up. And we bought the property there, and that's when we started to run a B&B here in Ireland.
Lovely. And it's worked out about as well as you could possibly have hoped.
Oh, yeah. And even more than that, actually, is like, you know, if you take over your business, it always takes a couple of years before you settle down and have everything sorted out and all. But now we're really on a roll now. And, you know, all the certification now and we got, it really helps towards things and also.
Well, well done on picking Clare anyway. You picked the best county in Ireland. So tell us a bit about, as you say, it takes time to kind of get things up and running to where you want them to be, but Slieve Elva as a B&B is doing really well, obviously. Why did you decide to implement these sustainability methods, and how did you go about doing so?
So basically, it really didn't start out from the beginning with the idea of becoming more sustainable, actually, because basically we moved into the business and it was quite stepping back into time from where we came from in Belgium, actually. And there was a lot of work needed to be done at the place, and it was a costly business to run. And that's what made us realize we need to change a few things. And basically it all started out like, where can we save some money? Like, and that turned out to be like on electricity bills, on water management, all that kind of stuff. And that's when we started to think about it. And eventually it's one of the good things, I would say, that came through the COVID period, because during the COVID period, we all know that the hospitality sector was one of the sectors that was hit the most of it. And then we had so much time on hands that we started to think about the things what we are doing at the moment and the things that we could do to improve the business. And then we started to read online, and it was about the time that all of the sustainability became a big thing, even around the world and all, came more in the media. And we started to think, okay, but we already do quite a lot of things. And it is about sustainability, yeah. And we started to look up into it and to see what we can do. And we do a lot in the B&B, and we thought, okay, but nobody knows. How can we bring it out? And then we were thinking, okay, but there is our organizations that give you certification for everything that you do. And that's a very strong point that you can use to the outside world to say, okay, we are doing this and we have the proof of what we're doing.
So give us an idea of a couple of the methods you implemented. And did it involve a lot of work, or was it just slight tweaking? Where you kind of mentioned that you maybe were kind of on the way to doing some of them or doing some of them anyway?
So basically, you start out, and they call it the low-hanging fruits, and that's everyone can do it. Like, it started out with changing all the lights, the light bulbs, with the LED lights. It started out with installing thermostatic radiator valves, all that kind of stuff. And you start saving on electricity bill immediately, even with something very small. And the return on those kind of things is very easy. Like putting in some LED lights, even after 1 year, you got almost the full money back from the lights with the savings you did on the electricity.
Wow.
And we all started out with all those little things that doesn't cost you the bank. And we started out with them, and then we kept note of the data on all the usage we had from electricity. And then basically we saw, okay, we saved that much in electricity. And eventually, at the moment, we are saving about, I think, 64.7% of our electricity compared to what it was.
Well, and that's a huge change,
isn't
it?
And you can make a big, and then we start to calculate, and you see basically the savings that we had there, we could start to invest in more bigger projects eventually. So,
Wow, fantastic. Well, fair play to you. And I was going to ask Roisin about, you know, some businesses might like to go more sustainable and implement more sustainable methods, Roisin, and whether, you know, those, but sure, they may think, oh, we have a tight, limited budget. But as Chris says there, even something as simple as changing your lights to LED makes a huge, huge difference.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, first of all, just to say we're so proud of Chris and Irene. They've done such an amazing job, and they're such brilliant ambassadors because they're a small, really, really small business. They're a small team, and yet they've managed to show that with really, you know, initially quite small efforts, you can A, save your business a lot of money, but B, reduce your carbon footprint a huge amount. So yeah, even before you change your light bulbs, which is an obvious one, you know, just by plugging out your computers and plugging out your phone chargers and switching off the lights, like putting up reminder signs or sensors to turn off the lights, for example, you can save a huge amount of money and energy just by being conscious. So it's really very, very easy to start. And then there's obviously tons of other things you can do down the road. But if you follow that path that Chris and Irene did and start to measure it, that's, I think, when you get that incentive to keep going, because you see the savings quite quickly.
Yeah, so it's even starting out on that sustainability journey is take the kind of small, easier to implement steps first, and you'll see the difference straight away, and you can go from there.
Yeah, and it gives you that like pat on the back, I suppose, that kind of encouragement, A, that you're doing the right thing, but also when you can see the difference in your pocket, then it justifies putting a little bit of time into the project. For bigger businesses, it probably justifies putting a staff member on it, because it's, you know, we're all about doing sustainability for the right reasons, but at the same time, it really doesn't matter. If you do it purely because it saves your business money, focusing on your energy, waste and water, you still achieve a good thing, you know. So there's obviously a lot more to sustainability than just your energy, waste and water. Maybe Chris will get on to that in a minute, like looking at your biodiversity and how you engage with your local community, which is particularly important for tourism. But, you know, if businesses want to come at it from the business case, we're all about that too. At Sustainable Travel Ireland, we just want to get people going on the right path, and, you know, identifying the small changes they can make in their business initially that will lead to savings, that will lead them to being able to make the bigger changes like Chris and Irene have done with solar panels or water harvesting or things like that.
And I sense, Chris, that Slievelva's sustainability journey is far from over. What have yourself and Irene got cooking up next in terms of your plans or initiatives to continue your sustainability journey?
It's a journey that never ends, basically. You're constantly on those things and all. One of the things that we're working passionately with is basically because we are also members of the Berenike Tourism Network, which is a corporation of like 65 businesses in the Beren. We all have the same goals in mind, like supporting the local economy, supporting biodiversity projects, all that kind of stuff. And they do like beach cleans, all those kind of things. So we intend to keep up with that and participate in as much as activities we can. Just, yeah, there's so much to do and that can be done in the Burren area. Another one we're now expanding our orchard. We have 25 native heritage apple trees planted at the moment, and that will be expanded even further over the next couple of years. We are doing some biodiversity project at the moment, so we're creating a natural swim pond at the moment in the B&B with a regeneration zone and a natural bog filtration system, which will benefit the biodiversity in general around our place and also.
Well, you know what? Fair play to you. An example for other businesses to follow. Chris Clay is the co-owner of Slievelva B&B, the first business in Clare to achieve that Sustainable Travel Ireland Gold Standard certification. Well done, Chris. Thank you very much to Roisin Finlay from Sustainable Travel Ireland for joining us as well. You're listening to Tuesday's Morning Focus. If you want to get in touch with us, you're more than welcome to do so. 0818 400 964 to call us, and our text and WhatsApp number is 086 1800 964.